these aren't. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just like a victory light.
It's victory light. You bitch, you know what I'm saying? Energy is high because we're back in the trap. You know what I'm saying? It smells like crack smoke in here because we just finished cooking up a bundle.
That's not true.
Nah, it is. Don't let Liz Bell lie to you, bro. Don't let Liz Bell lie to you, bro. We ain't here. We ain't here cooking up 2 for $5.
That's
they got,
right.
They got garbage
they
down
got
the way,
garbage
God.
Down the way, God. Come on, God.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Cop and go, God.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't know if that's real or if that's true. You know what I'm saying? But what you do know is that we got Rainy Ovalle in the motherfucking building, the Yap God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got Liz Bell Ortiz, the super bitch in New York City. God damn it, Brooklyn's own. We got Mentran, Freaky Man, God damn it. He is out here producing the shit out this shit. Victor's in the building, and he is putting coconut oil in his hair as we speak. You can hear, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like mac and cheese.
Yep.
It sounds like mac and cheese.
And as you already know, of course, we got
in the building. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Waiting for the yeast to rise. You know what I mean?
Yo.
That needs more context.
Wait, hold on.
She be making bread, bro. Wait, she be making bread.
Meryl, what you
hey, yo,
want?
Hey, yo.
Oh, you know, my God,
and
bro.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Every time we say something outside of line and you hear it, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or some clapping.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah.
Or a little fart noise, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. You know what I mean? You know who it is, baby. It's the audio god. Hassan Insane, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just, yo, throw, listen, this is a Hassan Insane challenge. Go in the comments and pick a random R&B singer and then pick a hip-hop beat and be like, yo, so I'll make it work. He's going to make it work.
He's going to do that shit.
You know what I'm saying? He's
going to
make it work.
Guaranteed.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, listen, if you're between the ages of 30 and 45, whoo, that perimenopause is going to go back.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit,
it's going to turn the clock back.
That shit about to hit like Bengay after a shift on the forklift, bro. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But like I said at the top of the show, you know what I'm saying? I said we was cooking crack in here. It could be true. It could be not. We never know what's real. Nobody knows what's real nowadays because
not
of
anymore,
fucking,
bro.
Hey, fucking I. Hey, fucking I. I'm not talking about Allen Iverson. I know this is an overused joke, but I'm going to use it again because I'm an unk. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. We got AI. We got fucked up Photoshop.
Yep.
We got weird news links.
Yep.
And none of... we're all fucked. We're all fucked. It's like before it just used to be my parents, and now I'm looking at shit, and I'm like, bro, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
if it's real or not. I don't know.
Shit is... We in a sad state of affairs when I'm like showing my son this video. I'm like, yo, bro. I was like, yo, Mexican boat crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. I just read that as a sentence, and it sounds crazy.
Oh, man.
It sounds crazy.
And then I showed him the video, like, yo, bro, is this real?
And he showed it to him? And
yeah. Like, yo, I'm the old nigga now.
My
like,
God,
yo,
bro.
Is this AI or is this real? He's like, bro, that's real. Like, that was on the news. I'm like, you watch the news? I think you're 14.
Yeah.
Like, fucking lame.
Well, for them, it's like the TikTok algorithm. Whenever they see a big font, they're like, oh, shit, look, Dad, the news.
The news.
That's all it takes.
Just a headline?
Yep.
Yo, that's the news. Yo, bro. Yo, this is this guy pretending to be Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
yeah.
So if y'all don't know what we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody knows what anybody's talking about nowadays. A boat crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. It was, and it had a huge Mexican flag attached to it, which Rainey put that shit in the dock, and when I seen that shit, I was just like, is this real?
Yeah. I threw it in the chat because I was like, okay, we're at a point now where like right wing dog whistle language is like kind of valid.
Yo,
where it's like, I need to get all the facts before I can, before I form an opinion. Like, that's where we at now.
We have to do our own research.
And like, yeah, like AI has made it impossible to just take things at face value, especially on the internet, unless you're there to see that shit.
Yeah.
Like now I find myself sounding like fucking Tim Pool. Like there's a beanie manifesting on my head underneath this fitted. I'm like, no. I'm like, I need to get all the facts.
Guys,
I need to see
the
them.
Facts, guys.
Because like, okay, so for anybody that gets their news from the Victory Life podcast of all places.
Breaking news.
A Mexican naval training vessel crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge a couple days ago as of the date of this recording.
It was a naval training vessel?
Yeah, so it's...
This shit had mad lights. It looked like a carnival ship.
That's because the ship called the Cuauhtémoc. The Cuauhtémoc, yeah.
Tell the South American guy for getting the fucking X's
yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah,
I's
yeah,
correctly.
I only know that shit because Mexico's national soccer team had one of the illest players ever called Cuauhtémoc Blanco.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, from all that's out there.
Cuauhtémoc Blanco. Yeah. You know, Blanco, he was rubbing that coke in his gums before every match.
Yeah.
So the Jared Borgetti.
Yeah, okay, so not the cocaine doing soccer player. The 200-year-old Mexican naval vessel, the Cuauhtémoc, was carrying 277 people when it lost power. That's what they're reporting, is that the ship lost power. And you know, we sit up here and laugh and joke, but two people are confirmed to have died in the incident. Wow. So RIP to
rest
those.
Peace to those. To y'all.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy because like I will pull my car into like a garage, like to park it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an SUV, you know, and it got like a roof rack.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bro. Like when I'm pulling through, or like a Wendy's drive-through.
Yeah.
It'll be like, yo, 8 feet clearance. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it'll be like, yo, maximum clearance. And I'm like, ah, shit, I can't go through here. I got like 8.5 feet. I'm like, bro, is there a guy on a boat to be like, yo,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah,
yo,
yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Yo, whoa. Yo, the Brooklyn, yo, chill. Yo, nigga, that's the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, bro, I promise you, if we do enough research, it is Eric Adams' fault. I know that they probably sent the letter. It was like, yo, we got this shit going on. We need approval. The boat is this high. And Eric Adams was too busy changing his fucking hookah flavor.
It's fun.
To assign the shit and send it back in time.
Listen,
I just know that's what happened, bro.
Lizbeth, yeah. That's fine. It's going to be all right. Let me tell you why. Because Mexico City is the New York City of Panama. You know what I'm saying? And
bro,
let me tell you something else. We're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and Grande. We're going to have a big old naval ship with a naval flag on it. We're going to put a Mexican flag and fajitas.
Yo, oh my God. But that's why I thought it was AI, bro. Because like the flag looked just disproportionately huge.
Mad big.
Compared to the vessel. Part of the reason I thought it was AI was because I don't put it past right-wing Twitter and right-wing internet spaces to throw this prompt into whatever AI.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put it past them people to throw that prompt into whatever AI construction software they got just to make Mexicans look bad and make
they do that shit all the time now.
Yeah, exactly. To like make it look like an act of war or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Or to make you look like incompetent.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's the reason I thought it was AI, because like just right wing politics in general falls apart when they stop making shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I cannot help but feel like they finally got a genuine victory with this one. Like I feel like they're like, yes!
I saw them on the mass, like training for what, to like sing La Vie Boheme.
Yeah,
like that shit looked like a musical right before it hit the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, dude, there's Mexicans up there arms locked, standing on the mast, and like I get it was.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, like what the fuck? Yeah, so I feel like them people finally have something to be like, yeah, 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 yeah. Your reckoning was coming, boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like it's about time.
Guess what? This ain't the Rio Grande. Like, what, bro, the fuck, bro?
Yeah, so. Yo,
y'all got a W, you fucking bozos.
That's the main reason I thought it was
that
AI.
Motherfucker, first of all, you had to teach these motherfuckers how to wash their asses. They got another 1,700 years worth of catching up on W's, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yo, listen, stop that. Okay? Cut it out. I'm saying this as a father. That was the father in me. Mm-hmm. Like, stop that shit. Let me tell you something. This shit wouldn't even be news if they put a big-ass Swedish flag on that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to date me. Married with Children, they always had the Swedish bikini team on there. You know what I'm saying? If it was the Swedish bikini team that crashed their boat into the Brooklyn Bridge, everybody would be like, oh, let's start a GoFundMe for the Swedish bikini team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they got Swedish.
If they did that today, like, you couldn't have a bikini team with no ass.
That's true.
Not at all.
They didn't have no ass. That was a crazy part. Yo, thank you, bro. That's crazy, because, yo.
That was, like, in.
Yeah, having no ass.
And they were selling mom jeans for real with
crazy, bro.
No ass.
No ass, bro.
You don't remember? There was a time where, like, you having a fat ass was an insult. It was like,
oh, my God.
How fucking dare you?
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
You tell a white lady. A white lady? She got a fat ass, bro. Hide the knives, bro. Hide the knives.
Don't spell. How did you say that to me? I thought we were friends. We were in book club.
So there's actually film reference, once again, for my folks that love this. There's a film where this is made a reference to, and it's none other than the classic witch movie, The Craft.
And oh, shit.
It's a scene that nobody ever talks about, but it's been burned in my brain for years. It's when they're, like, doing the seance or whatever, and it's, like, very early
stiff
on
as
in the
board,
film.
Light is a feather.
Where they're trying to, like, make their wishes or whatever, right? And Shorty says, I wish for a smaller ass.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean? Ass, bro? Nah, we're not doing that.
It's crazy, bro. Yo,
they
be blocking their blessings.
They be blocking their blessings, bro. You know how, like, classic cinema movies, if there's something that's problematic in it, they'll go back and they'll reshoot it?
I'm sorry, nigga said cinema movies.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga.
Love you, Meryl.
Hey, you know, back in the day at the picture show?
Here on the iPod broadcast podcast.
Yeah.
Yo, stop. Yo, I hate you niggas, man. I hope you get a ticket.
That's some real evil shit, man. Yo, nah. What the fuck?
Yeah, nigga gonna hit a pothole on his city bike. What are we making? Yo, it's a cinema movie, because it's a movie in the cinemas.
Nigga's gonna take us down to the Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Let's go on down to the drive-in. You know what I'm saying? Somebody roller skates gonna bring you a malt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? God damn it, nigga, man, forget the fuck I'm saying.
It's okay. Oh, by the way, Min, can you put in an Uber Eats order for some egg creams, please?
Yo, get the
original formula Coke, please.
All them foods is racist, bro.
All them,
like, yo, this is a classic egg, my nigga. That's racist.
Yeah, back in the day. Back in the day at the Buster Keaton premiere.
Yo, listen. Y'all niggas was there when I was at the premiere of Steamboat Willie.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? First nigga out there.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he was at Magic Theater, bro. He was at Magic Johnson in Harlem. He was the only one in the theater watching Blank Man.
Magic Johnson Theaters in Jamaica, Queens was my joint right next to the cast. Okay?
Did they have a big ass picture of Magic Johnson when you walk in? Like a mural of him or some shit? Like smiling? Like,
I don't think so.
Yo,
not at mine.
Nigga just smiling at you like, I got the germ.
Nah, he just made. Yo! Oh, man. Yo.
What is wrong with you?
Yo!
Bro!
Yo!
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what's good with your man,
bro? All right, bro, listen, man. All right. Enough. Everybody calm down.
You the one that gotta calm down, bro.
Everybody chill the fuck out.
A victory light.
A victory light.
I kind of want to hear about the cinema movies. You ever finished that point?
Yes. Following that line of thinking, it always used to be like, yo, having a fat ass was like, and it was like, oh, I don't want this. This is terrible. This is terrible. Do y'all remember when Anaconda came out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, yo, J-Lo's ass is crazy, yeah. Bro. Her ass look crazy. Yo, that J-Lo ass crazy. I said, bro, that's a regular ass, bro.
Yeah, that's...
that's a fucking...
Well, you was also raised in the Bronx. So right. That was a regular ass for you.
That was a regular ass.
Imagine fucking Bob from Utah.
Yeah.
Seeing J-Lo for the first time.
Yeah. You think, yo, you think any of the Oklahomies have ever seen an ass that fast never, in their lives? Nah, bro.
Nah, you're right. Nah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Nah, they be in court out there, bro. There's some milk out there with yeeks, bro.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I was in Arizona, bro.
They don't like them, and that's the crazy.
That's the crazy shit.
That's the crazy shit. They be out there.
Yeah,
it's not
no prom date.
Yeah, it's just they don't have. There aren't a lot of prospects.
God forbid you were a pog in 1995.
Oh my god, bro. If you was built like Alexis Texas in Oklahoma in like the 90s, bro, it was slow for you. That's crazy. If you would have just moved to Dykeman, bro, you would have been beating niggas off.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not gonna be able to record. What's the P in pog? What that mean?
Fat.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Fat ass white girl.
I figured the ass white girl, but I couldn't figure out what the P was for.
Oh, yeah. It's fat, like what? Like Fat Farm.
Yeah, here's a cinema movies reference. Pretty hot. Pretty hot and tempting.
Pretty hot and tempting is great.
Oh, yeah. God, bro.
Fucking Tay Diggs.
Oh,
God,
man.
God damn it. It's fine. Bro, because we were talking about artificial intelligence. Human intelligence is unbeatable because 10 guys from New Orleans... you know what I'm saying? Which sounds like it could have been abandoned in the 90s. 10 guys from New Orleans escaped prison. You know what I'm saying? On some real prison break shit, bro. Like, mm-hmm. They dug a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
They did tunnels and shit. Yeah. They did real Chapo shit. And then they ran out. And the video, the funniest part of the escape video to me is like, you know when little kids like do like a, like they ring the doorbell and they run away?
Yeah.
And like one of the kids inevitably falls? That's exactly what happened, bro. They running out the prison shit. Whoa, yo, we getting out. Bro, one dude just trips and falls on the stairs and then just gets up and like dusts himself off a little bit and it keeps it moving. I was like, fam, if I'm escaping from prison, bro, I'm not looking back. If I fall, bro, I'm like, pew, out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They
good
got,
to know.
good to know.
Listen, if I do ever go to prison, I'm not going to try to escape. That's crazy.
Yeah, for me, it's like, bro, you know they're going to get you.
That's it.
What the fuck are you going to do within those 6-7 hours?
Come on.
You can't even make it to your shorty in time. You, honestly.
You can't
but
get another
did
off?
You see how the fuck they got out? Yeah. They basically ripped out the toilet.
Yo.
They just like, they moved it out, and then they started to dig a bigger hole.
Yo.
And then on the actual fucking wall, it says, too easy, LOL.
Nah, I admire that, though, because we need to bring back tradition. You remember in the old days when they would rob a bank and they would spray their name in bullets? Because, forensics didn't exist, so you could get away with anything? Yo. We need to bring that shit back, bro.
Draco Boys was in there.
Like, imagine you break out of prison. You were a prison guard. You check the cell and it says, hey, you can tell them it was Carl Ironside and the Bootney Boys. We are free men at last. Bro, I saw that footage. Yo, Victory Light Gang, bro. Light Brigade, I'm going to need you on this. Vic still hates that name. I don't care, though. That's what y'all is. Somebody please make this edit. Somebody please get the footage from the breakout and then put the SpongeBob Chase music over it. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's like...
Seven New Orleans inmates escaping from prison is kind of the origin story Cash Money Records wishes it was.
Yo!
You see what I'm saying?
Facts. If Lil Wayne could just be like, yeah, you know...
Yeah.
Back then, I was 10 years old. I was doing 25 in life, and Baby and I used a spork to dig out.
Bro.
You know, and then I found Drake in Canada.
That's how you found him, asshole?
I took too many Zans. I dug all the way to Canada.
Dog, and then when I
came up, it was Caribana.
Listen, you know, I think they broke out of there because Boosie wasn't sending enough Onion Booty DVDs. That's what I think. That's what I think happened. Boosie wasn't sending enough.
Bro,
you know what I mean? Enough
he wasn't
material.
Sending enough. And that's why his homeboy just digged down his celly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell?
And he thought it was cool for him to tell me. What the hell?
They all run into Boosie's house like, yo, we all dig down our cellies.
Yo, Boosie, we all dig down our cellies. We don't know what to do. Is that Bape? Hold on. Is those Bape sweats right there? Let me. Can I?
Oh man.
Can I
what
see?
What size is those Bape sweats?
Bro, you know, three of them have already been caught.
That was good. You said it before that, like, you know that's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where are y'all going? Y'all are not like fucking Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, nigga. Like, do y'all even have passports?
Yeah,
like,
nah.
What are you gonna do? Go to a fucking budget rent a car, nigga, and drive like two states over?
One of them was found hidden under a car. Another one. Well, I think he went home and like picked up his fucking Bapes because he dead ass had the time to take a fit pic.
Yep. Yeah.
Another motherfucker went on live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these motherfuckers was really on something like, yo, this is our school trip.
Bro, you need to do is hightail it the fuck out of there. Get your hands on as much cash as you possibly can. Hitchhike your way to the nearest border with water.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to sneak on to a shipping vessel that is on its way to a country with no extradition treaty with the U.S. Not that I would know that for any particular reason.
Nah.
I'm just saying that that's probably the best course of action.
Bro.
Then when you get to that spot with no extradition treaty, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get some sort of cash job, right? In a lot of these countries, a lot of those tend to be the more dangerous jobs, like oil rigs, things like that. They ain't got OSHA over
pearl
there,
diving.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you can join some type of mining facility in Romania, and it'll be fine. And you're gonna be fine. Then you can start your whole new life as the one black guy in the village named Petrov, and you'll be fine.
And then you fuck up because you're like, yo, damn.
Because they catch you watching Smack DVDs.
Yeah.
And they don't got that over there. So they're like, nah, this guy's different.
Yo, the way they bag you is you tweet recipes Young Dolph
on his birthday
and shit. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yo, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get this motherfucker
out of here. What is Petrov talking about?
Yeah. Yo,
fuck
I hell, always
bro.
Wonder why his skin darker in summer. Strange.
Very strange situation strange. With Petrov.
Must be mutation.
Yo.
That's what you gotta do when you break out of jail, man. Y'all ain't never seen Prison Break, bro.
He didn't say that. ChatGPT said that.
I am ChatGPT.
Yo, this is about gears and shit. Why are you there, bro?
No, it's a tiny alien sitting in the middle of my face. Like Men in Black.
He's just sitting in an Eames chair like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yo, but if you break out of prison and you get a strong 10 to 14 hours, what's the first thing you're going to do? First thing you're doing?
I got to get some pussy, bro. I got to have sex, probably. I mean, nah. Maybe not that.
When you say you gotta, what do you mean by that? We gotta be clear in these times.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, obviously consensual. Like, I just running down on like a goat and like smashing its cheeks, you know? Mm. Like, but you know, maybe like, you know, maybe I call up Shannon Sharp. Like, yo, what you got on deck over there, bro? Like, you know.
I think the first thing I'm doing is, you know, like I said, you need cash when you break out of prison.
Yeah.
So I'm simply just going to go to the nearest convenience store, any type of 24-hour store, and then go behind the cash register, put my hand in the cash register for no reason.
Exactly,
you should. That's what I'm doing.
You absolutely should.
You know?
Yo,
then I'm out of there.
Yo, that's crazy. Nah, I think I'm going to just get super duper high so that when I inevitably get rearrested and like put back in jail, I'd be like, that was a fucking crazy dream I had, bro.
What?
That
I actually like that idea.
Crazy, what? Bro.
Niggas. You're making peace with it before you.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, bro, I'm just being a K-hole, dog.
Oh, my
intake.
God.
Like, they're going to be like, spread your cheeks. I'll be like, yo, I can't. You got to do it for me.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, bro.
I'd be like the Mexican dude at the hotel. Mm. That sniffed the shit, thought it was coke, it was K. I would just be like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting high out of my mind. Nah, because it's like, bro, you're going back to jail.
Yeah.
You're gonna go back to jail. There's no, I mean, listen, we could Google it, but I don't know the last time is there anybody that escaped from prison? It's like, he's still on the lam.
Yeah.
Al Davis broke out of Alcatraz in 1968. He's been on the lam ever since.
There was a story of a dude who hijacked a plane and he made it safely to wherever the fuck he went.
That's true. As soon as you said that, I don't know why. I started singing, this is the story of a girl.
Cry the river and drown the whole world.
Yeah. Yo, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Think, why was that in my brain?
I have no idea, bro. I think your last few cells are like fighting for dear life.
Bro.
And you hear a word and they be like, oh shit, this shit reminds me of something from 40.
Yo. I think my brain is just like UFC, like 338. And it's just like mad brain cells in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they all scrapping, bro.
Yeah, like they all fighting each other,
yeah,
right? Like working together.
And Dana White's like, yeah, hell yeah. Fuck them up. Yeah. Fuck them up.
My last brain cell is just J1 in my head making them bone noises. It's just bop, 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 bop. Yeah. That's all that happens up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yo, man, you could have, hey, y'all could have, listen. You know how many countries have no extradition treaty with the U.S.? You could have went to Cuba and had a great family. You know what I mean?
I don't like how y'all motherfuckers is making this shit seem mad cool. First of all, when you get out the prison, which fucking way is Cuba?
South.
How the fuck I'ma know that, bro?
Yo,
I'm in jail,
yo,
bitch.
The sun.
Look.
Listen,
this is how I remember. And I learned this shit in the second grade, bro. This is how I remember. North East. Never, ever suck wieners. You know what I'm saying? North, East, Southwest. Never, ever suck wieners. That's how I know every time. You could put me anywhere, put a blindfold on me, wiffle bat, spin me around, and I'll be like, yo, South, North, East, Southwest, always. I know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got a North Star in my mind.
That's another fucking cell fighting for dear life.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. God damn, man.
Stop.
Yo,
stop.
You said it like that.
Yo, yeah. I mean, you know, shout out to them for attempting to get their freedom back. But I mean, listen, we live in a surveillance state. Like that much is true.
Yeah.
There's no way that they caught those guys that fast unless they had help from some sort of like facial recognition tech. Bro, I hardly take the train anymore. You know what I seen on the train the other fucking day? You know those kiosks with the screens on them?
Yeah.
Bro, I seen a kiosk with the screen on it with like footage of the platform, but it was like, oh, but you know, we're blurring people's faces. And it's like,
no, you're not.
No, okay, on the kiosk, they had them blurred, but like, you could just turn that setting off. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm still on camera. Like, that's not, like.
Bro, that shit is in there, bro. Cut it out.
A victory light. A victory light.
When I go to the fucking airport and they're like, hey, can you look at this camera? And then they got the little sign like, yo, you could disagree. You could forego this if you don't want to.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to stand in line for another 45 minutes, but y'all not getting my face on this facial recognition.
Yeah, that means y'all going to put me in a room and ask you a bunch of weird-ass questions.
Because my name is Joel Martinez, and I was in DR for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I must be smuggling coke.
Yeah,
that's
none
of your business.
Exactly, bro. I got pulled into the TSA because I had, like, what was it, like 18 mangoes on me? Bro, mind your business. Mind your fucking business. It's my luggage, my mangoes. Get a life, bitch.
Yo, it be sounding, yo, I be in that bitch treating it like middle school. Mister, you paid for my food?
Right.
You paid for my food? Mister, I'm doing my work. Like,
so, bro, you ever had a mango from here?
Yeah, you want
Let
one?
Let me go.
Let me go, bro.
Yeah. Go.
The fuck? It's worse on the other side when you get to DR and they just rip your fucking shit open and they be like, oh, yo, I might be dating myself, but back in the day I would go, they just tear my shit open and be like, oh, Nintendo. Just take the shit out. Like, yo, I was like, can I get my Nintendo back? They're like, nah, this might be a bomb.
That ain't
like,
never happened to me, bro. My earliest memory of going to DR with my mom.
Damn, I'm pussy?
Yeah, you are. You and your whole family.
That's crazy, bro.
My earliest memory was getting to DR, and I remember, I know what TSA is like over here in New York, because this shit is 7 hours long. We get to DR. There is no TSA. It's just a little a machine and then the door for you to get the fuck out the airport. It's very small. The dude, my mom is taking the luggage and he's like, oh, like you have anything in there? And she's like, boy, no.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
She said, bueno. And I'm not going to say what she did. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying this on camera? I'm fucking wild.
It's never happened.
Don't forget the mic.
She definitely slid him a piece of paper. And I'm going to just say that allegedly, we probably left the airport a little bit faster than we would have.
Yeah, yeah.
Had we not.
Bro, yo, listen. Every time my pops, and I started doing this shit. This is how I know I'm becoming my pops. Like, he'll go around and just tip niggas for no reason.
Right.
And he'll says the same shit every time. He'd be like, eh, mira, pa que le eche maya la gallina. And I'm like, bro, we're in, like, that guy works on a subway. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
translation for those that don't know.
Spanish lesson of the day. Oh, yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Pa que le eche maya la gallina.
Yeah.
That's, so you can have some corn for your chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it just means, like, you know, taking care of your flock.
Yeah.
You know tending to the needs of your chicken coop.
Hold this down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it don't be nothing crazy. It's just a little tip. You know, it's something like, you know, buy yourself a water. You know, it don't
buy yourself water. You know what
I'm saying? It's nothing crazy, but it's algo para ponerle algo a la gallina, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. You know who's giving us tips too, though, bro? The ONs. You know what I'm saying? The ONs is out here. Giving tips and teaching y'all how to live life. It's not just me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm outnumbered here. You know what I'm saying? There's the YNs and there's one ON. We got an unk in the back. You know what I'm saying? But he'd be staying quiet and just being like, wah, every once in a while.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But yo, shout out to all the unks that have podcasts now because it's becoming a thing. You know what I'm saying? And Fat Joe and Jada got a podcast. Shout out to them.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout
clap
out
it up. Fat Joe, Jada Kiss got a podcast. Fat Joe. Joe, Mike, listen. Don Carter, Bomb Harder. Don Cartagena, Fat Joseph. You know what I'm saying? Jose, Jealous One Still Envy. As a ON that has experience with YNs, there's certain things that you can't say on camera. You know what I'm saying? This is just like advice, you know, just for as a guy that's been in media for a while. You can't go on a microphone in 2025 when, you know, there's young men listening to your show who are waiting for the opportunity to be like, hey, yo,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when you go on the mic and you say, yo, I love going to baseball games, you know what I'm saying? Because they got the peanuts, they got the popcorn, and yo, I love a glizzy.
He said, I'm a cereal glizzy eater.
Yo, that's good.
I'm a cereal glizzy eater.
And then
Jada said, hold on, Joe.
Yo, hold on, Joe. Yo, yeah, hey, yo. I don't even got, you think it's worth to put his hood on? He's like, I don't even got a hood on. Yo, hold on.
And that's every episode.
That's every episode. That's every episode. I'm waiting. Dog, I'm waiting for this shit is so funny. I don't know if it's intentional or unintentional, but it is fucking hilarious. I'm waiting for the fucking SNL skit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Also, I'm going to get a little serious for a second. I don't appreciate y'all trying to take the ON crown, you know what I'm saying, from your boy. You know what I'm saying? I know you see me with the young cats and shit. Like, you know, we doing young things. We talking about, like, you know, Playboy Cardi, you know.
Mexican AI.
No, you know, T. Draco in the house, you know. We talking about all kinds of things, you know. Liz got a compound in DR, mango smuggling. You know what I'm saying? We talking about all kinds of young people shit. But, yo, let me tell y'all something. Y'all not going to come for my Oni. You know what I'm saying? My ON award.
That's right.
Okay? Because I work very hard for that.
Yes,
y'all
you
know.
Do.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all see me come in, smoke half a new 400, do two push-ups, and be like, yo, I knew your father. He was a very good guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all see me do that every day to preserve my ON-ness. Mm-hmm. That's like an ON workout.
Yeah.
Yo, Joe, Jada, I love y'all. Don't come for my ON crown because, yo, we will add a fourth mic to this shit. Yeah. It will be Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Uncle Murda.
Yep.
Mano.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Shock him the clown,
bro.
We gonna fight for his rights.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna get all the ON up here.
That's right, because here at the first ever ONI Awards, we have none other than legacy staple ON the Kid Mero. Dude, that's what I want to approach every situation like an old timey sportscaster. imagine the Onis, but we goddamn
Howard Cosell.
Who's the one? Yo, who's the Min knows this probably. Who's the announcer that whenever somebody sinks a three, he goes bang?
Oh, Mike Breen.
Mike Breen?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Imagine Mike Breen hosting the
with his son.
Yo, Min, of course you fucking did, wow, man.
Yo.
Goddamn
God
asshole.
Damn it. What the fuck, man? You just never run out of cool shit to fucking drop on us like a goddamn.
Listen, the Funk Master Flex, you got to give that name up. You know what I'm saying? Because the master of flexing is one Min
Tran. That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That's right.
That being said.
Yeah, he's lean. He's.
Am I actually the Supreme ON?
Listen, everyone. And here at the first ever annual Oni Awards, it's none other. He's mean, he's lean, and he's Vietnamese. It's Min Tran, baby.
He got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the first Onis.
The first ever Onis. Min sweeps it.
He's getting shit from Gravy. Yeah.
He gets on the stage and he's like, it's only my third day out here. I don't know.
No. I've been having back issues since 1955.
Oh, my God, dog.
Oh, my God. Yo, fam. So, yo, the ONs. Y'all doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the only ON holding it down out here for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all, like, y'all are rich ONs, bro. That shit is different. I'm very poor. Yes. I'm a very poor ON.
This?
Yes.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Nah.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I'm fake rich.
I didn't. Oh.
Yeah. I'm what they call house broke.
What's that?
This is when you buy a house. And you spend all your money on your house. So then you got no money. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know.
Oh, that explains the koi pond.
Yeah, that's why, like.
And
this
and let's not forget the guest house, right? Liz?
No. Well, that's old. That's all I pay for.
Oh, what about the pool?
But that's why I'm wearing, like, this is old. This is, like, two seasons ago.
Oh, the North Face Gucci collab is an old
thing. Yeah, dog, it's just, like,
and
three.
Then the chain on top of it is.
It's, like, three seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is old, bro. So, like, yeah. So, like, I'm impoverished. You know what I mean? And, like, these two.
You sick, twisted bitch.
Yo, dog, that shit is. Bro, listen, stop. This shit just matched my sneakers.
Yeah.
That's why I wore it. Not because it's a Gucci thing. I don't like to wear fashion.
I was waiting for you to hit that lid.
You be getting gaslit, bro, up here like a motherfucker.
I love it. Yo, listen. The ONs are doing too much. The one ON that's doing way too much is Sean Diddy Combs. Trial's going on, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to talk about the trial. I want to talk about the ONs, the unks and the OGs, who are you fucking freaks caping for Diddy. What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, it's
what is wrong with y'all? As ON, I just need the floor for a minute. As a card carrying ON, fam, you are a freak. Let me tell you something. If you are caping for Diddy right now, you a nasty freak bull because that shout out to my Philly niggas. Because you are projecting. You know what I'm saying? You're defending Diddy because there's something Diddy-esque about you. You know what I'm saying? And the way that you move. You know what I mean? So if there wasn't, you wouldn't be going so hard for Diddy. Also Tory Lanez. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are going very hard for Tory Lanez. Posted videos of Megan stepping out of a car. She stepped on a bottle, yo. Look, that's how she got fragments of her foot. It was a Snapple bottle. It was not a firearm. Yo, shut the fuck up. You're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are AI.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all are not real people.
Y'all are not real fucking people, bro.
Y'all are not real
people. Y'all are fucking bots. I'm starting to think, like, talk about dead internet theory. I'm starting to think a lot of you motherfuckers, because, yo, when you go into the barbershops and motherfuckers are having these opinions, they're also asking their nephew how to turn on their Boost mobile phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are y'all able to get on the internet and have these takes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all are not at the forefront of thought leadership here. This is not.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah, it's literally, I think that people are just projecting. Like, you see somebody doing some shit that you want to do, and it's just like, yeah.
Oh,
I can absolutely rationalize that behavior.
Yeah.
It's not, and I say this shit all the time. It's not just the Tories. It's not just the Chris's. It's not just the Diddy's, the Russell Brands. It's not just the Harvey Weinsteins. It's not just that. It's something that you see in them. That's why I tell people, like, yeah, this is public opinion and these are public cases, but the people around you have actual thought processes, and then they have actual things that they do in their fucking real life. You need to watch and pay attention accordingly to what the people around you are saying.
Yeah. And also, the people you claim to care about can read the bullshit you be posting, bro.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think the outrage behind the shit is so ridiculous and so forced to me, because it's like, oh, like, okay, listen, man. If you think that a guy being on trial for committing various crimes is an attack on masculinity, you need to reinterrogate what masculinity means to you, dude. Like, I think that shit is, it's very dangerous. And especially speaking of ONs with podcasts, not that Joey and Jada are doing this. It's a lot of motherfuckers up there that underestimate their platform, underestimate the reach they have, and just be up there platforming bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, we gotta curb some of that shit, because it's like, yo, people are so invested in these trials that they have not read up on. And that's the thing. It's like, you gotta actually be knowledgeable about the shit you're talking about.
Bro.
Because Tory Lanez, all the defense I've seen of Tory online is about him not shooting Meg, despite that not even being what he's in jail for, by the way. Like, people are talking about his rights being violated. My brother in Christ, he is not an American citizen.
Yo, I think y'all forgot that.
And what he's actually in jail for is felony possession of a firearm in a foreign fucking country. Like, what are we doing?
Bro,
it's
yo.
This framing of the issue that it's like an attack on masculinity. No, a person committed a crime.
To me, it's like we platform these fucking insane people, right? We give them a voice. And then the people who are, it's not necessarily about who's saying it. It's about who's listening.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like you have young kids listening to these shows for entertainment, for comedy, for politics, for news, for whatever reason that you're listening to the shit. And then you have people giving you this terrible fucking advice. Or like I just seen a clip of Gilbert Arenas on his show basically saying, we've all wanted to fuck Cassie throughout these years, and you were making it seem like it was so exclusive. But instead, you had a line out the door like, why you ain't hit me up? Like, that's the mind frame that these dudes are processing this shit in. And it's like, I fucking hate how crimes against women are not taken seriously. Like, it's not taken seriously. It's turned into a joke. It's turned into an attack on masculinity. It's because that attack on masculinity never happens when the crime is against another man.
Yeah.
If Tory Lanez would have shot and killed or shot at another famous rapper, all of this bandwagon, all of this undying loyal support out of fucking nowhere,
fuck him.
It would have been nowhere to be found had he shot a rapper that they liked. But because she's a black woman and she's also confident, she's also like, yo, fuck all of y'all, I don't care. That's another reason. But it's like, bro, we are dead ass living in a society where being an abuser or being a really, really bad person gets you notoriety, it gets you money, and it gets you a fan base. Because look at people who don't, they're not successful in music. They do music, but they aren't successful in it. And then they do some shit to their spouse, and now they have a full fucking fan base. What are you the fan of? Are you the fan of the music, or are you the fan of the person that's beating the shit out of their spouse? You know?
Yeah, it's fucking weird. And it's like you're not, like, it's not about masculinity. It's about what you can get away with. So if Diddy gets away with shitty behavior, then you think that vicariously you can too. And this conversation around masculinity completely disappears when it's time to champion somebody who is like the quintessential image of traditionally, albeit toxic, masculinity. Somebody like YG, who just put out a record called 2004, mm-hmm. where he talks about being molested as a minor by an older woman, something that a lot of young boys, a lot of young black boys specifically mm-hmm. go through and never talk about. And they're taught to contextualize that shit in a way that's like, oh, that's player. Like, nice. That's fire. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's, nah, I would have loved to be in that position. Bro, that's how, I've. It's funny, right? Because the masculinity convo, all over the Tory Lanez shit, all over the Diddy shit, how it's an attack on masculinity. Like, none of these accounts that say this, I've not heard a fucking peep about this YG track. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking fire. Cause like, you know, some similar happened to me. I thought that shit was cool for years. And then it took me a very long time to realize that shit wasn't, you know? And it's because of how you're conditioned to internalize that shit as a man. So we don't talk about the real things mm-hmm. that affect masculinity, the real problems with traditional masculinity. We don't champion people like YG who are essentially the poster man for this traditional, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
stoic,
you know what I'm saying? YG 400, you know what I mean? RIP Slim. But we don't talk about him in that way because he's not having the conversation you want him to have. Mm-hmm. He is, by all intents and purposes, someone who should feel like that's some player gangster shit to go through as a kid. But him coming out and being like, nah, actually, that was fucked up. And that's a trauma that I have to like reconcile now as an adult. Let's talk about that type of championing masculinity instead of defending fucking weirdos and abusers. This shit is, yeah, come man. On, bro.
That part. My favorite thing about YG is that he has, for some reason, he has a World Industries tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a skateboarding company. Hmm. It's very weird. It's like the little flame logo guy. I was like, where did you find this, bro? Like, where did you have a CCS catalog growing up? Like,
I have a question. Where is the tattoo placed?
It's like on his arm.
Why are you looking?
Yo, why are you looking? Yo, you see? This is what I'm talking about. Man, why are you looking at another masculinity? Man's arm?
Y'all want to challenge masculinity in such a format that, let me tell you something. When you with a woman, sometimes you got to make her sit under the table while you dookie on
Yo,
the table.
Yo, stop it, Tracy.
Come on.
Get out of here, man.
You got to dookie on the table.
That's it. It's all right. Victory light, everyone.
Yo, sometimes you got to dookie on
thank you guys
on your
so much.
Chest
oh,
and rubbing in.
Thank
you,
you
know what
Jesus
saying?
Christ. Thank you guys so much for tuning
it's
in.
It's all fine because I got COVID.
This
I can't
has been the
nothing.
Kid Mero. Mm-hmm.
I could
Liz
eat
Bell
the
Ortiz, the super bitch of New York. You know what I'm saying? We got Minh Tran, the freaky man. He's lean, mean, and Vietnamese.
Eat the dookie.
The host of the first ever Oni Awards.
COVID. You can eat the dookie. It don't taste like dookie.
All right, man. You know what?
Yo, it's Victory Light, bitch. We'll be right back.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.